A woman I work with turns to different friends for different things. One to get drunk with, one to see plays with, one to go to gigs with. For a shoulder to cry on, there's another one still. And for practical advice, it's always her brother. Which laptop, how to fix her bike, what's the best website for cheap flights. It's the same for me with writers. I'm not ashamed to admit to behaviour which might be described as fickle. Whoever said loyalty was part of being inspired, anyway. My list is frequently updated. This is how it stands at present. For remembering to question everything, Montaigne. He keeps his eyes wide open all the time. I like that he writes with equal gravitas about his moustache, about the damage parents do by beating their children, about playing with his cat, about philosophy as a preparation for death, about sadness. For Breaking Rules, Graham Greene, William Golding. After my first novel, I was asked to teach creative writing and trained by experts who prescribed textbooks and course notes. Perusing the material, I was stunned. There were so many rules. In the week that followed, I was unable to write for fear of breaking them. I'm on my fourth novel now and have been rereading Greene's The Quiet American and Golding's The Lord of the Flies to remind myself that when it comes to fiction, rules are there to be broken. For brevity, Graham Swift. I've just written a short novel. Partway through, a good friend insisted I read Mothering Sunday. It was exactly what I needed. Swift tells a story in a breath, a moment, an inhalation, an ecstatic pause. Then it's over. For saying things plainly, William Faulkner. Faulkner's sentences get to the point. There's a paragraph in The Sound and the Fury which goes like this. We went along the fence and came to the garden fence where our shadows were. My shadow was higher than Luster's on the fence. We came to the broken place and went through it. For remembering to look up from my desk, Mark van Hoenacker. In Skyfaring, A Journey with a Pilot, van Hoenacker makes the world a larger place and a smaller one. I've been a frequent flyer since birth, apart from a brief period as a student when I was earthbound. I never knew much about aeroplanes, though, or how to fly them. Reading Skyfaring, I learned about waypoints, sky countries, meteoroglyphs, flying by instruments only, and whiteouts. It's not just a book about flying, though. There's poetry here and metaphysics. Looking up from my desk now and out at a dull grey sky, I recall van Hoenacker's description of his view from the cockpit once. Down below, he wrote, the weather was gloomy. High above the clouds, where he sat looking out, the sky was red and blazing. For everything else, David Shields. His Reality Hunger has been on the list from the off. It's a book that covers all bases, with freedom and abandon, and I would be nowhere without it.